Welcome to Inside ProMedica, your path to wellness. Brought to you by ProMedica Charles and Virginia Hickman Hospital, where your health is our mission. Each month, we bring you insights from leading medical experts, the latest advancements in care, and essential health tips to keep you and your family well. Let's get started.
This is Kathy Williams, and with me on tonight's program is Dr. Julie Yarrow. She is the president of the ProMedica Charles and Virginia Hickman Hospital. We're going to be talking about rural hospitals and healthcare. And for our listeners that may not be familiar, what defines a rural hospital?
So first off, Kathy, thanks for having me this evening. So technically, a rural hospital is a healthcare facility located outside a metropolitan statistical area. So basically, it has to do with rural census, and that's defined by the Federal Office of Rural Health Policy. But when you take out that jargon, what rural hospitals are, they're typically smaller hospitals. They're located about 35 miles or greater from the next closest hospital. They make up about a third of community hospitals in America. So when you look at it, there's about, statistically, they say 1 in 7 Americans live in a rural community. So that means about 57 million Americans rely on a rural hospital.
Wow.
The majority of those are smaller hospitals. So about 66% are less than 50 beds. Hickman Hospital is 60 beds. And then if you dive in deeper, you know, 48% are 25 beds or lesser. So it's called a critical access hospital. And they also have regulations around them that they can only be 25 beds or they can only keep patients that would stay for 96 hours or less. So they have additional Medicare guidelines. But other things that are kind of a hallmark of a rural hospital is we typically take care of a larger aging population. We're actually deemed a Medicare-dependent hospital, so that means we see a greater number of Medicare patients than some of our counterparts. We typically have fewer specialists, fewer resources inside our four walls, lower volumes, fewer beds, but same quality, same safety.
And I think that that is very important for our listeners to understand. And so what types of services then can patients receive right here at ProMedica Charles and Virginia Hickman Hospital?
So emergency services. So all rural hospitals have 24/7 rural emergency services. And RED has all board certified emergency medicine providers. And then they have this amazing team of skilled nurses and advanced practice providers that are part of that team or complete that team. Then we do inpatient services. So critical care beds, those are our higher level of need beds, so sicker patients. And then a step down unit, which is like an intermediate. And then typically med surge beds are what you see the majority inside a rural hospital. And then we have 8 OB, so labor and delivery beds. Surgeries, so we do everything from orthopedics, general surgery, eyes, so cataracts, ear, nose, and throat, urology, pain, podiatry, specialty hand, gynecological or women's surgeries. I'm sure I'm missing something. But we do a full spectrum of services as well as minor procedures. So we're starting to build up our vascular surgeries, which are veins and arteries. And then we do a ton of preventative health, so colonoscopies. So hopefully, Kathy, you've had your colonoscopy. So all of you out there that are 45 or older, preventive health for colon cancer screening, but also endoscopy. And then, you know, lab services, imaging services. So that's your CAT scans, your MRIs. I want to highlight our women's health services. They're an amazing group. This is where you can come and get your tomosynthesis or your mammography, as we call it. But also if you have a suspicious lump, we do what's called a mag seed implementation, which is like implementing a tiny rice-like particle that allows you to then go home, come back and have the surgeon remove that lump and make sure it's not cancer. Rehab. Physical therapy, occupational therapy, speech therapy, cardiac rehab, and we have a great partnership with the local YMCA. So if you get your rehab services with us, then we can hand you off to the YMCA and they get a discount for the first couple months. So we hope once you train with us, then you'll continue that care to help with your health and well-being, and we hand you off to the Y. And then what am I missing? Stress testing, sleep studies.
Well, and that's just it, is you can keep them all here where you don't have that long travel. But then, and so many of those things can be completed right here.
Yeah, and I think what people get concerns about is that, I'll take women's health. You know, I had neighbors when I lived here that said, well, I go up to St. Joe's or U of M because, you know, they have this specialized team to take care of me. Well, that team views those images off-site. So that same specialized or subspecialized radiologist reads those studies here at Hickman as well.
Yes.
Because with the technology that we have now, we send those films to somebody that all they do is look at breast films or all they do is look at head CTs. So it's those exact same specialists that are at, for us, Toledo Hospital, or it could be a U of M or Cleveland Clinic that are reading our studies as well. So you don't have to travel.
Right.
And you get that same level of expertise. You know, the other thing too is robotic surgery. I think right now in our area, you drive by numerous billboards that claim that robotic surgery is present here and this is where you need to go. We've had robotic surgery back since we were at Bixby, and actually we recently updated all of our robots at all of our ProMedica sites within the last year. So we have the latest and greatest where it makes sense for us to do that technology.
I know we have a podcast they can look back on that talks all about robotic surgery.
Yeah.
At ProMedica. Dr. Yarrow, so you know, rural hospitals then really matter.
Yeah, rural hospitals, it's all about access, access to care, especially where minutes play a different in your outcome. It can mean life or death. They play a critical role, not just in identifying patients, but stabilizing patients and coordinating care. Mm-hmm. You know, I hate hearing when I go out in the community, well, you're a Band-Aid station. No, we're not a Band-Aid station. No. There are certain things we should not do, and our role is to stabilize. You know, a good example is when you have a stroke. Mm-hmm. You know, many stroke patients, outside of the medications we can administer, also can benefit from removing that clot through surgery. And that takes sophisticated equipment and a highly specialized team. Mm-hmm. And there's not a huge number of those teams. So we take those teams and we place them at large urban centers. So our role is to identify a patient who has that need. We stabilize them. We get those medications in them that are dependent on the amount of time since presentation. And then we transfer them down to a team that is doing this procedure multiple times a day as opposed to a couple times a month, where that would be the option if you kept us here. So that's a win. That's not a Band-Aid station.
No.
That's exactly what we should do for you. Right. But, you know, rural hospitals are often the first touch that patients have and sometimes the only place people go when they're sick or injured. You know, when other people close their doors, our doors are open. So we see, unfortunately, many patients who have been suffering from chronic illness that have never sought out care, and their first touch is in a rural hospital.
So you just kind of also explained then how you do the transition within the ProMedica network as far as getting them stabilized and then sending them to next step if needed.
Yeah, it's a huge benefit for us to be part of a larger system because it helps with that communication. It also gives us access that's faster, that's more efficient. We also have that relationship with those skilled providers, and it's allowed us with the improvement in the use of telehealth. So that's when we bring like a virtual provider inside our four walls. We now have access to a larger number of highly specialized providers. So it's increased our footprint in what we've been able to do just 10 years ago.
Right.
And, you know, technology, I can put a stethoscope on a patient's heart up here at Hickman, and I can have a cardiologist down in Toledo actually hear those heart tones. I mean, it's crazy what this technology has allowed us to do. It's even the new robot that I just explained to you. If our surgeons are in there and they would like an extra set of eyes to look at the cavity or the body that they're seeing, they can kind of like phone a friend, and we can have a surgeon off-site go into the robotic platform and view that same screen from hundreds of miles away. So being part of a bigger system gives us greater access. It also makes it more seamless. It brings specialists at the bedside and gives us a bigger team. So again, healthcare, bigger the team, the better the sport.
Exactly. And so you're kind of stating the fact that they don't need to travel elsewhere for high quality care because you have so many resources right at your fingertips.
Yeah, you know, what we do really well. I'm really proud of my team. You know, we've received so many accolades for top rural hospital in the United States, patient experience. I think what people don't understand is the metrics, the quality, the safety standards that we have to follow are the same ones that the larger hospitals have to follow. So when you see our grades, it's not a grade for a rural hospital or a small hospital. It's comparable to a larger University of Michigan, Cleveland Clinic, Mayo Clinic. So, you know, size doesn't matter when it comes to quality and safety. So, yeah, what we do really well. And then I would also say that you know, for those diagnoses where it requires multiple treatments, cancer, chemotherapy, we allow you to stay closer to home so you have less windshield time. Right. Also, when you depend on others for that transportation, it allows them to not have to be away from their job or their family as much. Mm-hmm. And again, you know, just like any other industry, if you don't stay local, then those local industries can no longer stay in your community.
Right.
And then it's that ripple effect. You know, if we have to close our doors, then that access point is one less access point in the community.
Exactly. And so looking ahead then, what gives you some hope about the future then of rural healthcare?
So it's always the people. You know, people always ask me why I work where I work. It's the people. It feels like family. Mm-hmm. And there's a saying in rural healthcare, we're the most innovative healthcare providers. We have to wear multiple hats. We think outside the box. We care. I was rounding in the emergency room, and a family member was telling me that they could go anywhere for their care, but they choose to stay at Hickman. Okay. And it's because it's a familiar face. They see the same team throughout their entire stay. Or if they stay for a long duration, they know that provider that saw them on day one will again see them maybe on day 10.
Yes.
And that familiarity builds trust, and trust is part of healing. So, you know, we always say a zip code should not decide your care or your outcome. And I'm really proud to say that what we do really, really well. I'm hopeful that technology allows us to continue to increase our footprint, do more closer to home, and mm-hmm. improve access, and that improves health and well-being for everybody.
There you go. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Yarrow. We appreciate you spending time with us and helping us understand a little bit more about rural hospitals and how healthcare plays a big part in keeping these things as close to us for our care as possible.
Thank you, Kathy, and thank you to the listeners.
That's it for this edition of Inside ProMedica, your path to wellness. We hope you've gained valuable insight into the exceptional care and services available at ProMedica Charleston, Virginia Hickman Hospital. For more information or to connect with our healthcare team, visit ProMedica.org/Hickman. Take care, stay well, and join us again on the last Tuesday of each month at 6:20 p.m. for another edition of Inside ProMedica, your path to wellness. You can also listen to these programs as podcasts anytime under the On Air Audio tab at WLEN.com.